Gaza Strip evacuations complete. Christians are now in the crosshairs. Flooding has subsided, but help is still needed in Bombay. And Peru celebrates success in gospel outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The last Jewish settlement in Gaza was evacuated Monday, wrapping up Israel's historic pullout from the coastal strip. The pullout has only escalated the fears of 2,000 Palestinian Christians. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller says a power vacuum will create tensions in the region.
There's a real potential of a civil war between Hamas and the PLO. That would leave our Christian brothers in the crossfire, literally, since the Gaza Baptist Church is right across the street from the Palestinian Parliament. And their library is across from the police station. Those would be major targets if there are any kinds of civil war activity that go on in the Gaza Strip.
This is a serious situation for the church and the future of evangelism in Gaza.
If, frankly, they go, who is going to bring the gospel to those people who live in Gaza, the Muslims? And if Hamas and the PLO are providing resources and help to young Palestinians in frustration, they're going to recruit suicide bombers. Who can stand up against that but the church in Gaza?
Pray for safety and funding for training and discipleship. Next, more than 100 people have died as a result of waterborne disease in the aftermath of last month's monsoon rains and flooding in Bombay, India. OMS International's helping the slum dwellers the hardest hit. Don Sam of OMS says they're providing funds to help the local church supply food, clothing, and temporary shelter.
There were very few Christians in this particular area that they would like to help, and that there had not been other help as well. But to help 1,000 families would be about $100,000. It's showing the compassionate love of Christ in these communities and trying to help not just our own people, but to try to reach out.
However, fundraising has been difficult for this need.
India was so hard hit with the tsunami that there's just not a lot of extra funds available overall from our churches.
Your support can help 1,000 families hear about Jesus, perhaps for the first time. Call our resource line if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Over 60,000 copies of the Book of Hope were recently distributed in Lima, Peru. That's due to an Effect Destiny team from Michigan. To top it off, about 8,000 children and youth accepted Christ at the Hope Fest celebration. Because of the success, more Peruvian pastors are now willing to work with the Book of Hope. Please pray that the local churches will continue to use the Book of Hope to minister to children in their communities. Meanwhile, the training mission for East Africa is simple. Conduct evangelism training and deploy Evangecubes. Global Missions Fellowship's Nathan Sheet says they're helping the African church ready themselves to personally present the gospel to 4 million unbelieving East Africans. Sheet says they've had a busy summer.
We've mobilized probably 600 North Americans to go in and help partner with existing churches to help do evangelism, discipleship, and establish new churches.
Sheet says since March, the response from the African church has been incredible. Once they have the tools and training, they flourish on their own.
We've seen over 27,000 Africans trained with Evangecubes and training. And of the 27,000, we only had the resources to provide 7,000 of them actually Evangecubes. But of those that got cubes, they went out and shared the gospel with 30,000 people, seeing 11,000 people come to faith in Christ and starting 63 new churches.
Go to our website if you'd like to help supply the African church with needed tools. And back to the Bible's Brazilian director recently teamed up with another ministry for a youth outreach. The team then held evangelistic meetings with adolescents and teenagers in 7 public schools. Although there were gang fights and other challenges, more than 300 kids came to Christ. Now the Portuguese translation of I Want to Go to Heaven When I Die, a follow-up booklet, will now be sent to those who responded. Local churches will also be involved in discipleship. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.